Tom, I don't know if it's safe to say, but from my viewpoint, I think that was the most complete and best team effort of your season. You come into a rink against the undefeated team here in the AJ. What a hockey game, and what a big 2 points for your club.
Yeah, you hope that the fans were treated. It was a great crowd. There was a lot of electricity in the air, and I thought that it was a great game. Full credit to our players. You know, I told them after the game, I said, you know, this is as close to an oil baron effort as we had 60 times last year. So obviously it's in the dressing room to give an effort like that. It's just a matter of finding it, you know, on a consistent basis. And we say that sometimes the hardest thing you can do, and I'm not disrespecting any of the other teams that we play, but you always maybe play to a lower level. It's easier. It's tough to challenge yourself, you know, and your teammates to play at a higher level. And then when you come in here and you play, you know, a good team like Okotoks, you know, your game just elevates. And I thought, you know, as a coaching staff, we sort of said that this was going to be a huge test for character for us, whether we could withstand, you know, the speed that we had heard about Okotoks. And then I thought we did a phenomenal job. I mean, and by our count, we only gave up 7 quality scoring chances. I thought that we did a fabulous job of keeping them to the outside. They threw a lot of pucks at the net from the outside and looked for rebounds, but I thought that our defense did a great job of, you know, first of all, tying up sticks, but also clearing any second, third opportunities as well.
Tom, you talked last night saying Canmore won a lot of stick battles and puck battles along the boards. You win a huge one in that second period. Connor Lyons down low, and then Owen Reith comes flying off the bench and out-muscles man. He had a stick in his jersey, and he finds Jackson for a straight back door. Is those the type of battles that this team needs to win to be successful here in the league?
You have to, and I think, you know, when you mentioned Verstraete, Lyons, you know, and Harvey, they hemmed him in for about a minute, and it was just nonstop. And we talk about being relentless on the forecheck. Even when you don't think you're going to get there, as long as you put forward an effort, you never know when the puck might bounce or it might hit something or you might cause a turnover. And I thought that, you know, they hemmed him in from a minute. Speaks volumes the fact that we could get a line change in as well as we had puck possession. But you're right. Reither came off the bench, made a great play, and then Jackson basically had a tap into an empty net. And, you know, and then even on the third goal there in the third period, I mean, it's a play where, you know, probably last night or last week we would have given up on the forecheck, but Mo goes all the way in, gets a stick on it, centers it out to Isaac, and, you know, he buries it to give us that lead. And, you know, to take the penalty with, you know, 4:40 left and to kill that off and not give anything up, I thought was just, you know, speaks volumes for the guys that we have in the dressing room.
You mentioned Reed Morrison there. You do a little bit of line juggling, just switching him and Ryan Cox. You started the season with Morrison and Isaac together. You put them back, and they find some chemistry there in that third period on the goal. Just what was the decision there?
I think it was more about trying to get Ryan Cox going and playing with Hamley. And Hammer set him up there in the first period on that 2-on-1 that, you know, the goalie somehow got. But I thought that we got a better effort from Coxie today. You know, he was great, you know, in all three zones. I mean, with Mo, you're going to get the same thing. He's going to be a consistent guy. He's a leader. He's very vocal on the bench. He calms the guys down, which is a nice presence to have when you've got a younger group. We've got 12 rookies in. So for us to come in here and, you know, get caught up and go up 3-1 and then give up that goal and, you know, your young guys now sort of, you know, droop their shoulders down. And when you've got a good veteran, you know, presence on your bench to just pick guys up, we stayed the course. We said that we had been here a lot of times throughout the course of the year, and to get the late goal was huge. But, you know, this is a character win and hopefully something that we can build on.
Tom, I have to bring it up, but you did score a power play goal tonight. What did you?
It was funny
what
because,
did you see?
Well, we changed out. We went to the most simplest power play that we could, a box and one. And Rochie actually came before the game and said, Kex, we're going to score one today. I said, I just don't want to take one, you know, but it was good. And actually, we had a couple other good looks, you know, in the second period. But, you know, it's a work in progress. And we talk about, you know, taking pride and laying down a solid foundation and building on that as we, you know, travel through the course of this year. You know, championships aren't won in October, but you have to have the work ethic and the character and the commitment and the attention to detail if you're going to go forward. And like I said, I thought that our team took a huge step. But while we want to enjoy this one here for about another 5 minutes, we've got another huge test for tomorrow. We can't be one of these teams that take 2 steps forward, 1 step back, because we'll never get too far ahead. So we know that we're going to be going into a tough rink to play in. And you know, Olds is a very physical and fast skating team. So we've got our work cut out for us tomorrow. The only luxury we have is it's an evening game and not an afternoon game. So we've got a couple hours of extra rest.
It certainly does. Tom, congratulations on a huge win tonight in Okotoks, and best of luck tomorrow in Olds.
Thanks a lot.